Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is The Burt Show.
The fight is over. It feels weird in studio this morning. I got to tell you, at least for me, like, it doesn't feel as celebratory. As I thought it would. And I think it's just because it's been such a long, hard fight, sort of watching Jeff go through this whole thing with corporate, that I think I'm exhausted. If I am, you must be totally numb to the whole thing.
Yeah, I think I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and they said something that made a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have your heart set on your dream car, right, and you know how much it costs, and you'd save up as much, you know, for a down payment, and you go in there and you go to get it, but then it's sold out, and so then they got to order it, and then when it comes in, it's more expensive, and you got to get some more money, and then maybe your bank financing screws up, and everything gets all screwed up, even though it's your dream car, and you're so happy to be in it and driving it, that by the time you actually get behind the wheel, it's more of a finally and mm-hmm. less of a yay.
Oh,
and they use that with me, because I was like, once it was done, and by done, I mean signed, like ink on paper, once that part was done, like, I expected to be like, yeah, like, I seriously expected to sign it and then, like, get up from my desk and go grab Jessica and call friends and be, you know, down at Taco Mac drinking beers all afternoon, like, you know, doing that. Yeah, you know, I'd like to buy a round for the whole bar, which I would do at like 11:15 when there's only seven people there. But still, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I expected. And then what I think happened is, once it was done and I put it on my scanner and I sent it to my agent, I was like, huh, well, let me see what emails I got to get under, you know, what I've got to do, work I've got to do, because it was just finally. But I hope I do. I don't want that to take away from the happiness that I feel, not only that it's over, but that I'm here, that mm-hmm. that I'm back. You know, it's a bummer that it was something that took, I mean, it was the negotiation period for my contract started on July 1st. So this has been the way these things generally work, are they move very, very slowly. And then usually the last 60 days or so, they start to speed up. And in my case, in the last 30 days, they went weird. So for the past 30 days, it's really the only thing I've been thinking about, like, mm-hmm. 4 weeks. And it, you know, it's weird, because I was talking and two things about the whole process. One, I really am humbled and embarrassed and surprised at the response from all the listeners, and frankly, a couple of you in this room, who were supportive about, like, the whole thing. Because, you know, generally I'm the guy where people, you know, people call up and go, God, why do you even have Jeff on the radio? You know what I mean? And it was once Rodney Ho from the AJC told me he was writing a blog on it, I was like, oh man. And that didn't happen. There was more support than I was surprised. And that was really, really humbling. And then it almost became laughable when I call it the Save Ferris campaign. Mm-hmm. But I think that's really, really cool. That was the first thing. And the second thing that upsets me so much is, I am independent and private and just like to take care of business and keep my head down. And I'm having phone conversations with Bert while he's on a Disney cruise ship with his kids.
It was a nice escape.
I was going to say.
From Disney.
Now, some of those phone calls were Bert just calling, going, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, nothing. I'm just about to go out with Jessica. He's like, oh, that's cool.
Please don't hang up.
And he would call me, and we wouldn't even really talk about anything work-related. But that, and then, you know, there was some drama with Wendy, because people on the blogs, and not only Wendy, for whatever reason, she had the target on her back, but people said stuff about all of y'all, and I hated, Bert brought it up earlier, but I hated the fact that people call up and go, I'm boycotting the show, because I would tell you, if I wasn't part of this show, don't boycott it. You know what I mean? Don't it's not worth it. You still listen to all these guys. So I felt bad that there was, you know, people saying that I'm the reason. You know.
It was so out of control. We felt so out of control, too, because everybody in here wanted Jeff back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So to see the one or two posts from people saying, I'm boycotting the show until they bring him back, we all wanted him here.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like you were punishing us for right. fighting for him. Mm-hmm. And we've been fighting for him.
Tracy,
of course.
Tracy told me because, you know, when we refer to her on the air, we often say producer Tracy. Mm-hmm. And then I think we've all alluded to the fact that Tracy runs the show. She said that he got really, really vicious emails from people going, why aren't you bringing Jeff back?
Oh, like it was her fault.
Yes. And she copied me on one of them and it started out. She's like, I have nothing to do with it. Please don't hate me. So, I mean, like Bert said, I'm thrilled to be back. I'm happy. I feel bad that I'm not more enthusiastic about it and I'm not here with, you know, bottles of champagne for everybody. To be totally honest with you, I think that's probably going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I got some booze. Oh.
Do you always? Bert's always got booze in the studio.
Nice.
Nicely done. Hey.
You did bring some.
Very cool. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that, you know, tomorrow's going to be, you know, today's going to be getting organized because my agent said I was not allowed to work for whatever legal, whatever reasons. Like I couldn't even respond to a work-related email because that could cloud things or whatever, legal crap. So I have to play catch up today and probably tomorrow, and then I think what's going to happen is Monday morning. You know, today I came in at what, 7 o'clock or 7:30, whenever mm-hmm. y'all talked about it. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, that's in my contract that on Fridays I don't come in till 7:30. That's cool,
right?
Yeah, Mark, you want to put that champagne away? Take that back.
Would you guys? What would you guys hate me for more in my contract if I got double my salary or they allowed me to come in late, just
late,
one or
late,
two days.
Late, yeah.
Take the money.
They would divide the team.
Sleep is more valuable.
Great.
I actually thought that it would get to the point, because I had 20 consecutive days with no alarm, which is the longest since 2000.
What does that feel like?
It's ridiculous. It's so awesome.
God, I want that feeling.
And I actually thought,
when's your contract?
When is this? Oh, when is this segment over?
Could
bro,
happen
because
tomorrow.
This is yeah.
Starting to rub it in. Thanks. Guess what? We've been working all week.
Once I thought that if this stretched into anything longer than this week, you guys would start to have hatred for me for that.
Oh, it was close.
I think we all just knew. I mean, sort of the finish line for everybody, I think, was Friday. It was
right.
Like if it wasn't done by Friday, then mentally we had to move on. You know?
Yeah.
So there was definitely an end date there, but it would have been extended. Had you said we're still negotiating, it would have been extended till Monday. We'd have done anything we could to get you back.
Right. And I appreciate that. And I said this earlier, and 1,000% of the reason that I'm in this chair now is because of the people in this room. Like, I remember telling you guys before Christmas, right? Like a week before, you know, Bert knew a couple weeks before that it was starting to get hairy. It had gotten weird a couple points, but then like it really started to get hairy. So I kind of started to fill Bert in. And then there was really a point where I'm like, I think I was off the whole week of Christmas vacation, and Friday before there were indications that that would have been my last show.
It wasn't believable, though.
Yeah.
Like, I know you and I had talked about it, but I didn't believe it. Like, when Jessica did Jessica Shops for the last time, like on a Thursday, I think.
Right, before the break or something.
Before the break, and you and I discussed that could have been her last one. They were words, but I didn't really believe it.
Right.
It never sunk in for me. So, I mean, I get, you know, I'm so glad you're back, but I don't know if I ever really truly thought you wouldn't be.
It hit me Monday the second time we talked about it. Because we talked about it Monday morning when you weren't here the first time at 7:30. Bert addressed it, and I was like, Melissa, I was like, not even feeling it. Mm-hmm. But we repeated the conversation and talked about it again a separate time at like 9:30, and I like lost it. I was like in here like a sniveling, crying mess.
For me, it was when they took me off the website.
For me, too. I thought.
Which, by the way, for the record, this had been obviously planned for like 90 days because nothing happens on our website without like somebody had to have submitted that request in early September.
Order? I don't know. There might have been a lot of motivation there.
Depends on where the call comes from.
Yeah.
But that was it for me too. The same day when I was on the Disney cruise and I got the text messages saying that Jeff was taken off the website, which I didn't know anything about until I got the texts. I had two thoughts. My first thought was that, well, this thing must be done and I just haven't heard about it yet. And my second thought was, if it's not done and they've done this, then I seriously have to consider going back to Atlanta and saying to Jeff, look, do you really want to be part of the show?
And you told me on the phone, and I didn't realize this at the time, but Bert told me on the phone Monday or Tuesday when we had a longer conversation. Bert told me that at one point he was going to tell me that he would understand if I had to go in a different direction, which was really, yeah, obviously would have been very important to me. But up until that point, he had said over and over, it's going to work out. It's going to work. It's going to be a pain in the ass, but it's going to work out.
My feeling was I didn't want him walking through that studio door with so much animosity built up for corporate that he couldn't be fun Jeff anymore,
right,
that we lost that Jeff. So I was planning on coming back and saying, I understand the negotiations went horribly and you can't possibly continue this relationship. Even though we're family, you can't live in the house anymore.
And you said that you sent that as a text or something that I never got. Had I got that, I might not be here.
Destiny, dude.
Yep.
Wow, that is totally destiny.
Or maybe fate. Give it a few months.
Yeah. On the day that website thing happened, we all did think that there was a hot pocket of joy down the hall, maybe.
Oh, without a doubt. And I just realized
he's never worked that fast.
I just got an email. Like if we see him with like a splint on one of his fingers, it's from typing. It's from hitting the delete key so fast. And then I got an email last night from
you need me to come back from my vacation early? Okay.
It's because I have to take Jeff off the website. I'll be right there.
I'll do it from home. I've had for about a year and a half, I've had a version of the website with him not on it. Just go to my computer and hit upload file 2.
Here's Juliana. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bert Show. How are you guys?
Okay. How are you?
First of all, I wanted to say that you guys are fantastic. And second of all, Jeff, I'm really glad you're back.
Me too.
I just, the honesty that you guys have provided your listeners with is incomparable. I don't know of any other station, any other DJs, any other people in almost any business that would be this honest with their listeners, their customers, their guests, whoever. And I think that says a lot for you guys.
Well, thank you.
And it also says a lot for how you feel about your listeners.
Well, let me be honest about your honesty comment.
Okay.
Because once Jeff was taken off of the website, I was forced to have to talk about it on the air. Had he not been taken off that website and the negotiations were still going on this week, if I had to be 100% honest with you, I don't know that I would have talked about it.
Just say I was on vacation for an extra week or something.
I think everybody would have just implied that you were taking one more week of vacation. But since they sort of forced that, then I thought it was important to tell you guys exactly what was going on.
And I also wanted to say one thing. If there were listeners out there that wanted to badmouth any of you guys and boycott any of you guys, I say let them go. It's their loss. Let him go listen to somebody else.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of thoughts about that, too. I've had a lot of time to think about a lot of this stuff.
But thank you so much for being honest, and Jeff, I'm really glad you're back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
That's a really good call.
For some reason, some people thought that a message of support for Jeff had to include a shot at another member of the show or the show itself. And it doesn't have to be that way. Like, on one hand, I'm very happy, and I take a lot of pride that you guys are so passionate about this show.
Mm-hmm.
But to some of the people that put on Facebook that were hammering away on Wendy or hammering away on the show or saying that they were going to boycott was just so out of hand. Like, we all love Jeff. There's no reason to love that. Because you love Jeff doesn't mean you don't have to like Jen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Yeah, and I think the four of us have a thicker skin with all of that because we've been doing it for longer. And I think with Wendy being the newest member, it was like, you know, going after the weakest dog in the pack or something, like, you know.
I was
like,
more angry about that.
Yeah, like people like sort of like attacking her. I don't know. I mean, I've got a thicker skin, and just because we've been doing it for longer, we've been receiving that kind of criticism for longer. Trust me, I get the emails of people who count my in an entertainment buzz, and I'm like, sorry, I was really upset last night and cried myself to sleep, so I didn't have a whole lot of sleep or whatever it is that made me not great on the air. People still would attack me that day. And it's been going on for a long, long time, so I'm kind of used to it, and I kind of just either delete those emails, don't read those website posts or whatever, and it really, at this stage in my time with the Bert Show, it rolls off my back. But I feel like because you're newer, that it affects you more and it hurts your feelings more because you don't have that thick skin yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that really infuriates me about people. I mean, really, get a life if all you can do is sit behind a keyboard and write nasty things about other people. Go get a life.
That's good, Jen. There was only four
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it definitely hurts my feelings. I haven't read any of your posts. I know they exist. Trust me, that hurts my feelings enough. I know they exist, but no, I didn't go to read them. So don't worry, you're wasting your time if you're writing it, because I'm not reading them.
And I'll just say this, you know, that I said this morning also, there haven't been a whole bunch of emails that have been fun to read the last couple of days. Even if you thought that you were emailing and you were being complimentary by saying that, you know, the show will go on without Jeff, and it's been fine the last couple of days, and you don't like Jeff. That's insulting to me and to us also. So there wasn't any comfort in those. The emails that we got that said that you weren't listening to the show anymore, there certainly wasn't any comfort in those either. So it just hasn't been a lot of fun the last couple of days. And I'll tell you this, I am taking a break from email for the rest of the week. I just can't do it anymore, man. I really can't.
I did, because I know, Bert, you said you didn't pull. So I just randomly selected some blog posts, you know, so in case you guys missed them, like this one from Bert Hater.
No, I'm good, thanks.
I'm okay with this.
What about the one from Cooterburger?
What?
Guy's name's Cooterburger.
No, not so much.
Or
is that his first and last name?
Yeah, no, Cooter, I think, is his first name.
Perfect.
Because if you start reading those, I'll start reading some that I got about you this week. So if you're ready, then I'm ready.
And then I got ones about me, too. Jeff, it's brilliant. The only reason I listen to the show, I pulled that one. I didn't just pull them about you guys.
It's the Bert Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here, Bert Show.
Good morning, Sean. You are on Q100.
Hi, yes. I was calling Bert for you to see if you were going to update us on your reality show.
Yes. Good reminder. Good call.
Today the theme is updates. Okay, yeah. Let's go. Let's cover this here real quick. For those of you that don't know what Sean here is talking about, before we left for break, I was approached by a creator of a reality TV show, same creator that put together Real Housewives of Atlanta and Real Housewives of Orange County. Yes. And they are going to be doing a reality TV show here in Atlanta that they're casting for, and it's Boys Club ATL. And she's got the idea to get like 5 or 6 guys from Atlanta. She says that it's lifestyle-based, and they'll follow us around for 3 months. So before I left for break, she came over to my house with some cameras, and we did an on-TV, on-camera interview. She was supposed to send that out to some producers out in L.A., and then collectively they are going to make a decision on who's going to be on the show and who's not going to be on the show.
How many did they interview? How many people?
I couldn't answer that. I don't know. Like, I know 4 of my friends are being considered. So I think if they were looking to bring one group of guys that already had chemistry together, then they've got that, and then they were going to add 2 to the mix. But I didn't know if there's another group somewhere in Atlanta, or 2 other groups, or 3 other groups of guys that they're maybe looking at more as a team than they are individually. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. So at this point, I think mostly because I've been focusing on Jeff and trying to keep the show together, I haven't really spent any time at all thinking if she comes back and says, we'd like you to be part of the show, if I'll do it or not. I really haven't spent a lot of time on it. I won't say I forgot about it. I just haven't thought about it too much. And I got text messages before the show yesterday from the creator, Princess. It says, hey, Bert, happy new year. I wanted to thank you again for a great interview. Today was my first day back, so I'm playing catch up. Your tape arrived in LA today. We are in the process of review of all the great candidates, and she puts in parentheses you. I will be in touch very soon to share the next phase of exciting news so that you can decide if this is something that will work for you and your family. Talk soon. So it sure sounds like they're leaning on, you know, saying yay to it. I did feel like the interview went really, really well. Sean, they set us up on our couch and then basically asked Stacy and I a whole bunch of questions about our life, and Stacy answered really honestly, and I just do the same thing that I do on the radio, and I shared what I wanted to, and Stacy was very, very open about our relationship and our ups and our downs, and I think Princess liked that. I think that she was assured that if we're part of the show, that we're not going to hide a whole bunch. So I think she probably said that to the people in L.A.
She wants it, doesn't she?
Who?
Stacey.
She wants the show?
Yeah.
She's leaning way more towards it than I am.
Mm-hmm.
We had kind of a tough conversation on our cruise. Jen said something to me that I thought was really important before I left. And she said, I think it was you. You said that boy, when you're thinking about doing something like this, if you think that your marriage is strong enough to handle it, then go ahead and do it, you know. But this is going to definitely take its toll. And I just think relationships go through highs and they go through lows. And when I look at the 16 years that Stacey and I have spent together, I wouldn't say that we're going through a high period right now. I wouldn't say we're going through a real low period. But to add a reality TV show into the mix on that would be probably great TV, but probably bad for the marriage. So,
and I just wanted to say, I pointed out, like, you know, Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson, reality TV show, divorced. We talked about what Shannon Mochler
and Travis Barker,
reality TV show, divorced. The ones that I can think of that, you know, Whitney and Bobby, divorced. Brittany and K-Fed, divorced. I mean, and all of them did reality television shows. And I'm not saying divorce is the worst thing in the world. I just don't think it's the best thing for you and Stacey. You've got a family, you've got kids.
I'm not a fan of
you
it
guys,
either.
You know what I'm saying?
And if it's avoidable.
Yeah.
Like if to be divorced, to have. To 10 years from now and say that my wife and I got divorced because we tried for 3 years to get along or whatever, and it didn't work, so we got divorced, versus, yeah, we did a reality show, and it just pushed us
John
apart.
John and Kate Gosselin.
But at the same time, all those reality shows you just mentioned focused on the one couple. This one's going to be focused on five or six different other people, so y'all won't be the main focus and might not be in all of the coverage.
And I'm curious to know how the relationships are of people that have done similar shows that Bert's signing up for.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these are all great questions, and just stuff I haven't really had a chance to wrap my head around yet, and won't until she comes back and says yes, really. Mm-hmm. But
if there's drama in your marriage, and that is some of the most exciting drama amidst the cast members, that is what they will focus on.
I don't think that that would be it.
Okay.
I don't think that there's a lot of drama going on between Stacey and I.
But if there is, just know but that it, will it be the be highlight of the episode. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the two articles that I sent you while you were on the cruise?
I did. I'll read them tomorrow, but they basically have to do with contracts. And what you sign up for, and how a lot of people that sign up for reality TV shows don't understand the fine print of the contract and really what they're signing up for. But basically what it'll tell you, and I'll read from it tomorrow, is once you sign up, everything's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Your image, your brand, everything. You don't have any control over the contract. You can't bail out when you want. And then the contract is written in a way that if they didn't add certain stipulations in the contract, they're covered on that also.
Mm-hmm.
But so the part that I focused on, because you were asking about the rules with you were asking about the rules with the when they can be in your house and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and if they can leave. Like, there was a part in there that said, people, they will tell you to your face, yes, if you need us to leave, or if you're having a birthday party for your kid that you don't want us to be there, whatever. But the contract you sign gives a total number of hours during the filming window, and if you do the math, that number of hours generally equals the number of hours in that filming window. So there, it looks like
you can
ask us to leave, but it'd be like saying, "Hey Bert, you can tell me to leave the studio, you know, whenever you want, between 6 and 10, but by contract, I'm allowed to be in here between 6 for 4 hours."
Right.
So there's really nothing.
There's no room.
Yeah. So you know, without. Again, updating, not a lot of update. There's really nothing to talk about until Princess comes back and says, yes, you're being considered. Then Stacey and I are really going to sit down, and we're going to talk about every angle of our life. And because the way I've been thinking of it the last couple of weeks, and I really have been looking at my life with a lens on it, thinking that if there was a camera here right now, how could this be manipulated on TV to make me look like a bad guy? And there's some stuff in there. You know, like I spent 20 minutes with my kid last night, and that was it, reading to him, because I just didn't have time yesterday. And by the time dinner was done and I read to him, there was 20 minutes left in the day. So can they manipulate that to say that he has no time at all for his kids? Because any little thing is going to be blown way out of proportion.
Let me just throw this out there. Is there anything that you said that may have been perceived as negative about the company that runs the radio station that employs you over the past 2 or 3 weeks?
Nope, not one. You know, there are just a million different things. Like, if you really look at your life as though that there is a TV there, you really tend to live differently. Like, you start to, you just act differently. You really do. Like I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, I lost it when this whole Jeff thing was going on, a couple other stresses. I yelled at a Burt Show employee, which I rarely, I mean, stupidly rarely do, but in one episode, they get that.
Right.
It's the epicenter of one episode. Then it runs on promos.
Have you told the story about the bar stool
girl?
And
weeks. Yeah, I did. And weeks and weeks and weeks. And all of a sudden, I'm this tyrant at work who doesn't ever spend any time with his kids. So it's a lot of stuff to consider. It really is a lot of stuff to consider.
And it's hard to change people's minds on what they see on TV.
Absolutely.
Once they see it with their own eyes, regardless of how it's manipulated or been edited, it's hard to change your mind. Think about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Your perception of them is from that very edited, small portion TV show. Very difficult to change your mind on what you think about each and every one of those characters, even though that could have been their worst moment of the last 10 years.
And that affects our jobs.
Right.
That affects all of you guys if that happens. So that's something to think about. But I will tell you this, that the challenge of it is intoxicating.
Sure.
Of doing it is pretty intoxicating.
How can
like
it be?
Feeling stretched, it just feels like, it would feel like a challenge.
It's not a challenge. You have zero control.
Because
you have zero control over the outcome. It's not a challenge. It's a frustration.
Being part of it, navigating through it successfully to me would be a challenge.
Oh, Lord.
So, I don't know. So, like I said, I spent a whole bunch of time saying that I haven't wrapped my head around it, but it sounds like I'm wrapping my head around it.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
So what do they say? Like, New Year's resolutions on average last, what, 3 weeks?
Oh, not even.
Two days.
It's like, I think it's like 2 or 3 days.
Is it really?
Usually, and people break them.
So you guys are all stoked to be in the gym. So you go on over to Crunch or whatever, and you get your membership. You put your money down. And then you go and you work out Monday, and you're busting your ass. And, I mean, the place is full. Every piece of equipment has people on it. Then by Thursday, the gym is yours.
Right. There's a little plaza near our house. And there's a couple things in there, among them a Chinese Thai restaurant that Jessica and I love and a yoga studio. So I was on my way over there the other night. You guys want to guess where I was going?
I'm guessing you weren't going to the hot yoga class.
No, but I was. So I was on my way over there the other night to pick up some takeaway dinner, and the parking lot was jammed. Like, I'd never seen it like that. And the only thing I could, and there's never anyone in this little Chinese food restaurant ever. And I'm like, they must be having like their, you know, part, like eat for free, free fried rice or something. Like, look, and I go in and it's still deserted. I couldn't figure it out. And then my walking out with, you know you've ordered too much Chinese food when the two of you get four sets of chopsticks. But I'm walking out with my big plastic bags of Chinese food and I get run over by 30 people all with their mats 5 minutes late for class. Packed. Like, that must have been, people must have been farting right on other people's heads in that yoga studio.
Oh my God.
Go back in 2 days and it won't be like
I know.
That.
Yeah.
Like, walk in front of the Forum today or the LA Fitness over at Tower Place, take a picture, and a place will be packed. Mm-hmm. And then in a couple of days, it's going to look totally different.
Like a before and after.
Like a before and after. Diets usually, you know, you start them now, and within 2 weeks, you're back to the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different for us also. But we're going to try to challenge ourselves with some Burt Show New Year's resolutions. These are not our personal ones. These are ones we're going to try to brainstorm for ourselves to make us a better show and see how long we can actually go with our resolutions.
Well, that's when I brought it up yesterday, mine was just to see how long it would take us to fail. Because the original one that
I tend to set the bar a little bit higher.
The one that I originally thought of.
It's not going to last 2 weeks, too. It's not going to take us 2 weeks to fail.
It's like one show.
Yeah.
The one that I had thought of was that Monday, we would start these Monday at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Like, sort of 5:30 when the show starts. And off the air, we have different conversations that we do on the air. And all of us, I think, have pretty, we have potty mouth. We cuss, and it really is a miracle that we are able to recognize when the red light's on and we're not supposed to cuss.
Because it really is like a light switch going on and off, man.
It's weird.
We cuss a lot off the air in between the commercial, you know, while commercials are playing or music
or
whatever.
Makes it more emphatic, you know, when you're telling a story.
Right.
So I propose that we kind of, the five of us, make a family resolution Monday starting at 5:30 to see how long we could go without cussing.
Okay. I don't think that one's going to be a problem. I have to be honest with you.
Dude, by 7 a.m., by 6:30.
I think the one that, because there's one, there's cussing and then there's suggestive language. And I think they can be two different things. I think the suggestive language off air, that, you know, the stories we tell.
7 a.m.
That is going to be harder.
I agree with that.
That would
one.
Be harder.
Yes.
You're right.
That's going to last 2 minutes.
Yeah. That won't last.
Cussing, I'm guessing we could get through a week.
No way.
I would think so. A week.
Yeah. I'm going to
think somebody will mess it up.
Who would be the biggest offender of cussing? Because we're all on a...
Probably, I think I would be.
Think Hobby?
Mm-hmm.
Or you, Jeff.
Jeff is the suggestive. Bad. You're the suggestive one.
Yeah, I think suggestive sexual guy or creepy sexual comment.
Creepy sexual dude. That's you, Jeff.
I'm creatively pervy. Jen's just crass.
I was thinking, somebody mentioned the paper wad thing yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
you
a good
can't
one.
Do that. Yeah.
Because you have been trying to put Wendy's eye out for about the last year and a half.
He does. So I get a new one in the face every day.
It's only fun because Wendy can't throw back.
Dang it.
She can't throw. She's got zero aim. So it's like so a war that I know I can never lose.
See, I think we've got to ban paper wads.
But here's the deal. So... Somebody,
it's like a little kid face.
Yeah.
Got a, I don't like that.
Does anybody have just got taken away.
Does somebody have a pen that works? Because I can't write these down because my pen's not working. But so we have suggestive language.
Is that one of the green pens?
Yeah, they suck, don't they?
Every single one of them.
God bless you.
I'm ten words into it and I can't write a thing.
Yeah, there was 12 of them in here yesterday. I'm going to call them out too.
It's Empire Tickets.
It's Empire Tickets. They gave us 20 pens and none of them work.
Huh.
But they're pretty.
It's a recession. They could buy pens. They just couldn't put ink in them.
We will thank you for them, though, because we'll use them as a fork, because we don't have forks around.
Right.
Okay, so we have cussing, suggestive language, and then no paper wads. Because the way it's going to go down is we're going to forget.
Yes.
So what's going to happen is, Bert, you're going to tear out a page out of the schedule and not even think and crumple it up and throw it, and it's done. It's going to be 8
Ooh,
o'clock
I've
on
got
Monday.
Another one.
Today is going to be hell for you. I want you to know.
Oh, it doesn't start today?
No.
Monday.
Yeah.
Monday.
So it's Monday.
Dang it. I thought I got a break.
And if we don't if there's not a reminder of this at 5:35 on Monday morning, it'll be over by 6.
That's true. What about getting back in the studio before the break starts?
Oh, I won't make it.
Depends on how many spots we've got going on, but when we run down to go to the bathroom or get coffee or whatever it is, it's hard to get back in here
on time.
See,
because I have like 3 minutes really isn't 3 minutes. It's more like 30 seconds.
Yeah. And I'll be like the biggest violator of that and the cussing because they go hand in hand, because every time Bert says, hey, Bert, show back in 60 seconds, that's when you hear an expletive out of my mouth down the hall because I'm trying to make it back.
Scurrying from the bathroom. Yes. But I think that should be one.
What's that?
Back in the studio before the mics come on.
Before the mics go on. How about starting the meetings at 10:30? Like, we all have to be in the office at 10:30.
At 10:30. That's good.
Okay. Well, that's going to be gone by Monday at 10:30.
Yeah.
It could.
No, it will. We can do it.
I mean, the quicker we get in there, the quicker we can get out of here. That one's going to be a stretch for me.
And how are we doing this? Are we reminding each other? So, like, is somebody at 10:20 going to poke their head in Bert's office or whoever's guilty
of it? No, we can't do that.
I mean, we can go over the list during the show. On Monday, but you got to remember it.
You don't have to call or email me and say, why don't one of the resolutions be that you say if you're going to do something at 6:45, you actually do it. I'm not capable of it. That's like asking me to be tall. And I can't do that this year. So
I was thinking of one where we would all raise our hands and not talk over each other. But there's no
way
we
can possible
get
either.
Even one break without that.
We've tried that before, and then it just becomes, it's like a library in here. Let's really focus on it today. And then I'll say something and look around, and
nobody has
a
anything
word.
To say.
And then one person's like,
that's a boring show. Is that it? Does that cover all the ones that we want to?
I think so.
What about one where Melissa just doesn't talk, like outside of news?
That's really nice.
Is that a good one?
Aren't you glad he's back?
I know.
You want to call over to corporate? Hey, are you sure?
Recheck the fine print. Good morning, Q100.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
I was going to suggest that what you guys could do to really make this work is to have a jar, and anyone that violates it, put a dollar in the jar, and whoever does not violate it the most at the end of the month, they get what's in the jar.
Well, first of all, I violate that because I'm too cheap. I'm not going to put a dollar in here for them.
Do you have any idea how hard Jeff Dollar has fought for every last
dollar that I've got?
You are not giving it back.
I think it's a good idea. I like her idea.
What about like a quarter?
A quarter we could do.
Melissa's more like, how about a peso? Yeah.
Hey, I got a
how
new.
How about a paper wad?
Anybody have a lira?
I got a new contract. How about 100 each time?
Wow. Okay.
You're in, man.
How about just you?
That's just a rule for you.
All right. So they are no cussing come Monday morning.
No suggestive language.
All right. The meetings start at 10:30. We're all in office at 10:30.
No paper wads.
No paper wads. And we all get back in studio before the mics come on.
Okay.
Now, don't do before the mics come on because Bert will, the minute you walk out, he'll just turn the mics on.
Oh, well, don't do that. But you know what I'm saying.
At the end of the commercials. Yeah. Okay. Let's see how long we can last.
Okay.
Be done by 7:15 on Monday.
The Bert Show.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
Hey, Sally. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. A little nervous, but I'm good.
Jeff Dollar has inspired you the last week. You need a raise.
I do. I do. And, you know, I've been, you know, hearing obviously about what's been going on. And I was just all triggered because I was out with two of my coworkers. The other night we went out to dinner and we had a couple of drinks, and one of my coworkers had mentioned that she's buying a house, and we were really happy for her and et cetera. And when asked how she's able to do that, because, you know, things are tight for everybody, she mentioned that she just got a raise right before the holidays.
Awesome.
And you know, my other coworker and I, the one that we didn't use, she and I did not get a raise. And so, you know, we were out in the parking lot, and the coworker who did get a raise, she left. The other coworker who didn't get the raise and I, we were out there talking, and we devised a plan that we're going to go into the boss's office today and demand a raise.
Demand a raise.
That always sounds like a great plan after a few drinks, doesn't it? You have got all the courage in the world. Mm-hmm. I am marching in there and getting what I deserve.
Well, she's sober now, and that's the scary part.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm a little nervous. So, but, you know, at least I'm being proactive about it, and I'm standing up for myself. We're going in there together.
Just for the record,
this is harder for women to do than it is for guys to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing good ever follows the phrase "devise a plan." Like, you never, like, nobody ever says, "You know what? I've devised a plan to retile my laundry room." It's always like, "I've devised a plan to go in. We're gonna march in there."
Yeah.
Here's my suggestion: is to go in by yourself. Because I think you've got a much better chance of actually getting the raise if you're only speaking for yourself.
It does seem very schoolgirl to go in there hand in hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. But we figured, you know, they cannot afford to lose the both of us. And there's not money, obviously, to give raises, especially before the holiday.
I don't know about that.
So strength in numbers is what she's thinking.
Well, everyone's replaceable.
I don't know. We do a great job, and you know, I'm part of a great team, and we deserve it. And
you gotta remember, though, so many people with so much experience are out of work right now that they could replace you with somebody who probably has 10 more years of experience,
right,
who's on the unemployment list right now because their company downsized or whatever it was last year. I mean, so many people lost their jobs. Very overqualified people are taking lesser jobs these days because they're looking for work. So if you go in there and pitch a fit, they can replace you with somebody who's probably got more education, more experience, and would cost less.
And it sounds, the attitude, the tone to me feels adversarial immediately. Mm-hmm. Like you're going in demanding a raise. You guys are going in there together. If I'm the boss and I'm behind the desk and it's me you're talking to, I'm immediately sort of defensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it seems unprofessional, the two of you together.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about your salary. You need to go in and talk about your salary.
But that's what I, because I understand that, you know, the two, they can't get rid of both of us, because I said that if I, you know, something happened to me, I would kill Melissa. So it was actually like two of us. I was going to take her out because she seemed, you know, she'd more valuable to the show than I did.
Well, you already started poisoning her. Listen to her voice.
I know. I'm struggling this morning. So thank you, Jeff. I don't know what you put in my coffee.
We're basically being economic with our boss's time. We're just saving him time by doing it together.
No, you're not.
We have, you know, we saw, you know, we know what Jeff did, and he looked at, you know, what he's worth. He checked his, you know, checked around, and we've been doing the same thing. And in a stronger market, granted, we're worth a certain amount, but things are picking back up, and our company has done very well. And there's no reason why we don't deserve it. We get there on time. We do a good job. We're asked what, you know, we do what we're asked to do, and we do it well. And I'm a strong, independent woman, and.
But I'm going in there with someone else.
Right.
I'm strong and I'm independent, but I just gotta. If
but
somebody
I can't
can
talk
come
to
with,
you one on one.
Are you ready to go to another company? I mean, you have to really go in there with the attitude that, look, he may say no, but if he does, that's fine. I'll just go somewhere else.
No, there's no reason why they would get rid of me just for asking for something that I deserve, and with my partner as well, my coworker.
I'd like to beg to differ, but...
Are you in a position of the company that you make money for the company, or do you spend money of the companies?
Well, I'd rather not say, but... Because I don't really want to give too much away, because I don't, you know, too many details, but...
I'm just wondering, like, if you are a big top earner for the company,
no,
you
I'm
may
not,
have
I'm
more...
I'm not in sales.
You're not
in
sales.
Sales. Or no. Nothing like that. And I, you know, I'm not... We're not... It's not a law firm... But I'm very cautious with, you know, how, you know, where the money is in the company. So, you know, I'm a good employee and deserve it.
But are you a great employee?
I think I'm a great employee.
I guess we're going to find out on Monday.
Hey, yeah. I don't think that my coworker who got the raise is any better than I am. And therefore, I think we're on equal playing ground, and I deserve it too.
Here's Beth. Good morning, Beth. You're on Q100.
Hey, my thought is if you go in together and the other girl is not up to par and you are, you may not get a raise.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that the other girl is not. You go in together, you take your chances there.
Unless you're convinced the other girl's better than you and you're thinking, well, you know what? If I go in with her, she brings me up.
Yeah, it could be good strategic sort of survivor type tactic.
No, I think they both get punished if they go in together. I think it's going to be seen as unprofessional and immature. And I think they're both going to.
What two guys walk into a boss's office together and say, we want a raise?
Would be unheard of. Unless like the entire department went in, maybe. I don't know.
No.
But stupid. But one guy's not going to say, hey, dude, you want to come in here with me and help ask for a raise? No.
Right. Mm-mm. Here's Kayla. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Yeah. My comment is I think that she should just be thankful she has a job.
Well, you know, I'm sure a lot of people feel like you do.
Yeah, I mean, we got that call, and you know, we got that email this week when we were talking about Jeff also, and I don't think it necessarily has to work that way. I mean,
I don't think so either.
Yeah, the economy sucks for sure, but you know, if you think you deserve the raise and the company needs you, then you got to do what you got to do for your family.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's good that she has the courage to go in there and do it, but she's just doing it in a very immature way, and she's just talking in an immature way. About it all.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, it was over a conversation over cocktails.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, I mean, Bert made the comment, you do what's best for your family, but if you're in a position where you're like, you know what, we really need this raise, so I'm going to go in and ask for it, that's one thing, but to come up with this idea as girlfriends over cocktails, and we're going to go do this together, and it'll be awesome, is unprofessional completely.
Here's Joel. Good morning, Joel. You're part of the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, guys. I've had the same situation about needing to talk to... or my wife needed to talk to her boss or HR about things within her job. And I would suggest that she not go in with anybody else, because a lot of times they won't even let you come in. The HR department in a couple of places I've been, because of some issues, have not let me come in with my wife in her job. So I know I wasn't an employee there, but at the same time, they like to speak to people one-on-one about their job.
Wait a second. You went in with your wife?
Yeah, it's kind of complicated. With it's a disability thing.
Okay.
They were doing. It wasn't just like raising pay. It was like, you know, there's not this, treating her correctly according to ADA rules and stuff. So
okay, I gotcha.
So it wasn't like this chivalrous. She can't do it, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah, can you imagine
having your wife or husband or your mother or father ask for the raise for you?
That's even worse.
One call. That's all it takes. One call.
Yes.
If your parent asks for your raise, I've got to talk to
march
you.
March into the Chick-fil-A.
I think parents worse.
Oh, parents way worse. But can you imagine if Stacy came in with Bert to negotiate his deal?
Well, actually, I can. Had I said
I was going to say, you know what? I think that actually has happened.
The only reason why I would do that is like if I knew that I was leaving the company. You could go for it, baby. Remember Lindsay's mom used to call in sick for her, so why not? Yeah. Like,
that's just sad. That's kind of funny. Sad.
Here is Val. Good morning. You are on Q100.
Hey, if you deserved a raise, you would have got a raise. It doesn't sound like you work all that hard. You do your job. That's what they hired you at that rate to do, your job. When you go above and beyond and you come in early and you stay late and you bring coffee for the team and you take on work that's not yours, then you should get a raise, honey. And I know this because I'm that worker that pisses me off that you come in and you think you deserve a raise and you don't work that hard.
How do you know that? Like, I do think there are
because
a lot of
bosses.
Because
you asked her, why do you deserve a raise? And her list was, I do my job. And Jeff said, are you a great worker? Or Melissa said, are you a great worker? I think I'm a great worker. No, does your boss pat you on the head every day and say, you're so freaking awesome, what am I going to do without you? No, you don't deserve a raise. You do your job and nothing more. When you exceed and overachieve, then you deserve a raise, sweetie.
If Val, if you were the boss, I wouldn't ask for a raise.
No.
I would stay at the same salary my entire life.
I would actually not even go near your office.
I would give her a raise.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Sally, let's talk to you on Monday morning if you have the time. If you're not sleeping in because you got fired, we would love to talk to you on Monday morning to find out how it went.
We'll talk to you either at 7:45 or 9:45, depending on when you get up.
All right, I'm doing it.
All right, so you're going in there with your coworker, and the two of you will demand a raise shoulder to shoulder today.
Yep, at noon.
Good luck with that. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
The Bert Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.